This was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning, Carl Bott, Trish Clark, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at North State. KCNR1460.com. I want to say North State. I don't know why. KCNR1460.com. And we already have people in the chat room already commenting on insurance and Obamacare. I mean, that's good because we have Judy Maxwell here. It's going to try and clear this up.
I don't know. Help.
Yeah. And then, of course, Trish is here with us. It's Thursday. Always glad to have Trish here.
Yeah, good morning. It's always great to be here.
What's our weather look like?
Well, our weather looks like it's going to be windy. Sunny with a high near 53 degrees today. Breezy with winds up to 35 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 37. Winds will be gone by tomorrow. High near 61 tomorrow. 42 on Friday night, and kind of holding through Christmas. Same kind of weather. It's a 46 downtown Reading as we speak. The weather is brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, our friends down there, locally owned, family operated, where their customers are warm friends. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors here and Susan Eastman. Susan, long time. Hello, Susan. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know. We can't push the right buttons this morning, it appears. That, you know, we've got two buttons. We've got a 50% chance.
A right and a left.
Right and a left. And you happen to be on the left button right then.
That's okay. Good morning. Well, major averages are down slightly as investors take a breather from yesterday's rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 24 points at 16,143. The S&P 500 is off 6 points at 1804. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 15 points at 4,054. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, General Electric down 28 cents at $26.91, Rite Aid off 45 cents, trading at $5.31, Bank of America positive 7 cents at $15.76. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up a penny at $81.44, Pacific Gas and Electric down 74 cents at $40.22, AT&T off 7 cents at $34.32. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.92%. Gold has taken a big hit today, down $34 at $1,200 an ounce. Silver off 81 cents at 19. Crude oil positive 46 cents, trading at $98 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday. Right now, 7:10 again and 9:05 in the morning. You know what? Look what's happening in the market. Gold prices dropped dramatically. Look at all the stock markets up over 16,000. You need somebody that's following us every day. They're in there at 4 o'clock in the morning, so they're there when it opens up so they can tell you what's happening. Our Wells Fargo advisors, give them a call at 530-243-7561. 243-7561. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Ginny Maxwell is with us. Of course, Trish is with us. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. And we're having Judy on in here early because we're trying to figure out what's happening with Obamacare and the insurance. And she's right in the middle of this. I'm not saying she's flailing because she's organized, but the system is flailing around her. And I just heard some things today I'm going to ask her too about being able to lose your house under Obamacare. We'll be right back right after these messages.
He
Can you remember the first time you fell in love? Can you remember that oozing pitter-patter of your heart beating out of your chest? You know that numbing, mind-blowing, tantalizing, and tempting sensation? Each look, each conversation seeming to paralyze the world around you, stopping everything for just a moment of connection. I remember the first time I felt this kind of love. I was mature and bright, a 7-year-old, and Daniel Allen had hung the moon and the stars, and I was his astronaut ready to explore the galaxies. I just needed to do one simple thing, actually talk to him. Oh, the fresh innocence of love. It's hard to not have that cynical voice inside of our head saying, don't be naive. Love is not all it's cracked up to be. And isn't it true? Love is hard. Love costs us. Love requires all of you and then some. In the Bible, love is described in 1 Corinthians as this: love never gives up. Love cares more for others than itself. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Today, God wants you to not only give that kind of love, but He's offering that kind of love to you. A love that is safe, a love that lasts, a love that knows the deepest parts of you and yet still loves you the same. In fact, it's impossible for you to ever be too far from His love. I'm Havila Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more, visit us at moralrevolution.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hey, head on down to our friends at Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. Get that coffee. But they have got outstanding gifts for Christmas there. Coffee makers, tea makers, all types of exotic and coffee beans that you can give for great presents for Christmas. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They have Christmas cigars. I mean it. They're all wrapped gaily and, you know, it's pretty cool. Discounts for veterans at Tobacco and Brew. And, they're Joe and Shelly are always supporting this community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. There's so much to talk about today. Anything from the Clover Fire, them catching a guy, to a shooting last night in Reading. Police shot a guy.
The helicopters all over Anderson last night.
The fact they're trying to bring 48 pachyderms to Red Bluff and for a preserve out there. Yeah, I'm not kidding. They're taking the 99-cent store and starting to find them, clean up that area behind the store, which is of course caused by homeless and transients and that. So they're finding them for that. Can't make a sweep through there. And of course, we've got the Hornets are heading down to Carson, California to play the Chaminade Eagles. Now, frankly, I think it's going a little bit far for our people that I see in the paper that they're talking about euthanizing an eagle. I'm sure it has nothing to do with this game at a Turtle Bay. I can't just think that they would euthanize this eagle. They're saying it's because of a wing injury. And it's in pain, and I can understand that, but It's the Chaminade Eagles. And now we're getting ready to... Okay, I'm sure it has nothing to do with it. Oh, Judy, quit looking at me like that.
That was a stretch.
Well, no, I mean, front page, on the back page, it's got a big poster. Win Hornets. And on the front page, Eagles pain becomes intolerable. Just Chaminade Eagles. Anybody can draw that. Anybody can draw that conclusion.
Was it sung by a hornet?
Oh, I know what. We're going to get letters now because we're laughing about it. No, I'm sure it has nothing to do with it. Speaking of pain, though, now let's talk about Obamacare and insurance. We were just talking about in the break that in some states, in Washington State, I just read an article on it, that people that are getting signed up. See, Obamacare was to fix insurance for like 15 million people. If I understand right, they're saying 15 million people didn't have insurance. They need to be helped. So instead of just changing it for 15 million people or whatever that number is, they changed it for everybody. And in the process of doing that, are destroying us. But one of the things they did is more people, is what the article said, are being forced into Medicaid. Whether you call it Apple insurance up in Washington State or Medi-Cal or whatever you call it. And the article was about a couple that because they've been, you know, okay, now we've got to take Medicaid type actions.
Insurance coverage.
They could lose their assets. Because at the end of it, if one of them dies, the state could take their home.
Well, Carl,
it's not that way in California.
It's not that way in California. And every state does have, but here, if you go on the Medi-Cal, which is now Partnership Health, that is now, they've redone those qualifications and that is based on income. You do not go in and give all your assets. That is if you want other programs, because other programs still are available under the Medi-Cal program. But just for the Partnership Health program, that's just income based.
Okay. Judy Maxwell, who is a premier insurance agent in the North State and maybe all of California. Yes, I think so. If we say it, it's possibly.
It's true.
It's true. You heard it here.
Isn't that what the media is? If you say it, it's true.
It's true. You say it enough and you say it long enough.
Everybody will believe it.
That's right. At some point, when the truth becomes legend, legend becomes the truth. All right. What's happening right now in insurance? I just saw the fact that, they're going to give an extension for people. They have to sign up, but then they get to pay in later.
Well, what it is December the 23rd, which is Monday. That is the deadline if anybody wants coverage effective for January 1st.
Which everybody's supposed to have.
You must
up. Before the penalty starts in, that's March 31st of 2013. That's that penalty there.
Okay.
But if you want coverage to begin on January the 1st, then you have to sign up by December the 23rd, which is Monday. You do not have to pay, and the payment is due by January the 6th for still a January 1st effective date, so they have extended that out a little bit. So if you enroll on December the 24th or thereafter, then your coverage would be effective February 1st.
Okay.
So, you know, the deadline here is trying to get everybody in for a January 1st effective date.
But it still sounds like they're having a tremendous amount of problems even if they can sign people up, it's not getting through the back end.
It has been absolutely a nightmare because when all the computers were down and we were having lots of issues, they told agents to fax all of our applications in. And so then they couldn't hire enough people to process them. So then about a week ago, they said, no, now you have to go back and re-enter them and fax them all in. We have been working literally night and day trying to
re-enter and fax them.
Yes, we had to go back and re-enter them online. And it has really been, and the computers are slow and slow. I was working last night and then it shut down because it was down for maintenance. So it's like, wow, how can we do this?
Well, and again, the problem that is popping up is that the people that you're giving all this information to at all these places are being hired. They don't know what they're doing and they're not security cleared.
Well, no, I'm not sure about all the security clearance either because I know that the computer that I was working on in my conference room, it was dragging. I said, man, what is wrong here? I was getting all these pop-ups. So I had our our tech person check it, and I had 475 viruses on it.
Already.
Yeah. So I go, oh my gosh. So we were doing all these, you know, scans and all this.
Well, you know
stuff.
How you tell the difference between the Obamacare website and these phishing ones, right? The ones that are fake. Yeah, the fake ones work. Obamacare doesn't. We got to take a break. We got people on the line. We'll get right back to you, Don. We'll be right back after these messages.
Good one.
Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
What would you do with an extra $500 during the holidays? At North Valley Bank, we'd like to help you find out. Simply enter our Win Big Holiday Debit Card Contest for your chance to win $500. That's right. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card this season, you're automatically entered to win $500. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photos of our winners on our website at novb.com. Start shopping now with your North Valley Bank debit card, and you might win big this holiday season. Debit cards are safe and easy to use, so make ours your card of choice. North Valley Bank, member FDIC. No purchase or account necessary. See official contest rules on NOVB.com for more details on how to enter. Must be at least 18 to enter. Contest ends January 5th, 2014.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Yep, walk. Okay.
That's what they do with those data centers.
Yep, well, we're walking, all right. All right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm going to skip that spot right there because we got to go back to... I've got Trish Clark, of course, is here with me on Thursday. We got Judy Maxwell and Don. Hey, Don, you got a question for Judy?
I do. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Now that they have, in my opinion, screwed up health care for most people, what is next for Medicare?
Well, right now Medicare is not as affected. We just finished the enrollment in Part D and those changes, but Medicare is not being affected under this enrollment right now. So, you know, as more people get, there may be some changes down the road as far as maybe the benefits and everything, but those programs are standardized. And Medicare is actually working.
Well, the reimbursement for Medicare for doctors has changed.
Yeah, that's changed a little bit too. Yes, that's changed. But as far as the consumer and how their plans work, Those are all, that's all.
Well, let me tell you what the problem is going to be, because this is going to be such an abject failure. The next person rolling in here, and it'll be a Democrat, will say, I can fix this. We're going to, Medicare works. We're going to have Medicare for everyone and make it a single payer. That's what they're going to do. They don't care if this fails.
Well, and that's, they wanted it to fail. That's what they've wanted since the beginning is a single payer.
They want
the
single payer.
And that's the next step, because this is a mess.
And that's Medicare.
Well, I tell you, to make this, one of the big reasons why in California the plans did not get extended, you know, the say, unless your plan was grandfathered, and because the Department of Insurance, they said, well, look, Covered California, which is our exchange called, they told us to cancel all of those policies. Dave Jones did. And so, and Peter Lee from Covered California, he says, we need those people in the exchange to make them work. So that's what you're seeing, you know, and the people that have enrolled have primarily been either, you know, older or they have health conditions. And so they're not getting the young people. And that's why you see the campaigns of, you know, give your child a gift certificate for health insurance this year.
No.
If they change all this and it doesn't work, how does that affect our exchange in California?
If they change what?
If they change the Affordable Care Act and if they get rid of it, how does that affect us?
You know, the thing is California already has certain laws into place. So then there would be change. This thing is too big to really, you know, totally eliminate everything right now, because you have your states who've already implemented things. California, they got like $5.8 billion to set up this exchange out of federal dollars. They've passed a lot of laws to get this thing going. So there's going to be a lot of changes down the road, but as far as scratching it and start over, they won't. But there will be a lot of changes down the road on the federal as well as the state level, because there's some things that just are nonsensical.
My last question, what happens when this federal money ends or it runs out at the end of the year?
Well, I tell you what, I don't know. And I think that's why you have all those taxes. That's why they feel that will sustain it. California did get the money out of that $5.8 billion to have the program for 1 year, and then it's supposed to be self-sustaining after one.
Well,
2015 will be another
year. And we want
year.
To talk about that in a minute. Okay, hey, Don, thanks a lot. Those are great questions, Don.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm eager to hear the rest of what you have to say about insurance.
Thank you, Don.
Merry Christmas. Welcome. Hey, Judy, you had some numbers here. We have 5 million uninsured in California.
Right.
Okay.
And so as of today, because I just got a report yesterday, anyway, so 109,000 have enrolled, and 179,000 have enrolled in Medi-Cal. So 777,000 started applications, but they didn't complete them. And so, but only actual enrollment.
So we have less than 300,000.
Yes.
Out of 5 million plus.
5.3, yes.
And how many in the North State? You've
in
got
the
those
North
numbers.
State, including all of our counties, which are about 9 counties, we have about 4,400 people who have actually enrolled. Now, I'm not sure if they're counted. Those were faxed in applications online, but I think those are online that they have enrolled. So that's about 4,400 that have enrolled. I know all my fellow agents out there, we have been working night and day, and it's been so challenging with all of the computer systems. It's been so challenging. And I was talking to my accountant. I said, you know, because we have to review people's tax returns. We have to do projections of what their income's going to be for 2014. And I said, you know, I feel like I have to be an accountant to be able to sell somebody health insurance. And my accountant says, well, you know, Judy, I feel like I have to be a health insurance agent to be able to do somebody's taxes, because that's all the calls I'm getting about are health insurance. Because all the tax returns are going to be changed for 2014. Now, one of the things that is said there when you do sign up, it says that you will file a tax return before April 15th of 2015. So in order to get your subsidy, if you qualified for a subsidy.
And again, the subsidy does not go to the person. It goes to the insurance company.
It is like a tax credit forward.
We have a new way of paying the insurance companies. The insurance companies are still, and what's happened in the state of California and some other states, I think there's a couple of states, there is only one insurance carrier in the whole state, in some states. And so what you've got then is we've taken six or seven, whoever, how many carriers we had before in California, down to what, three now?
Well, up here in Northern California, our primary carriers are Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
So we have two.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
So we have two.
But, well, let's just go a little bit step further. On the individual side, the networks are the key, and there is a huge difference between up here in Blue Shield. It is an EPO network, which stands for Exclusive Provider Organization, versus Blue Cross is a PPO network, which is a Preferred Provider Organization. On an EPO network, you have to go to doctors in your area. You do not have coverage outside of your area. So if you wanted to go to UC Davis or any of the others, you do not have out-of-network benefits with the EPO network, and you'd have to pay 100% out-of-pocket unless it's a federal emergency.
Okay, but let's talk a little bit more about that when we go back. So even if you have coverage up here, it may not be coverage in Southern California.
That's right. You gotta be real careful about the network you sign up for. So
okay.
That's huge.
It's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. Judy Maxwell is systematically telling us all the good things about signing up for our new health insurance plans. And I want to talk about this grandfather hocus pocus that we were promised. Of course, we were promised other things. We'll hear that as soon as we get back from the break.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Is it broken? What's the best treatment? Is it a boy or a girl? There are hundreds of ways medical imaging provides answers. That's why there are over 100 of us, a giant family dedicated to having experts in all the ways that we can help take care of you. For over 60 years of serving the community we love, MD Imaging says thank you. And happy holidays.
Hi, this is Don Shulman. Every Sunday morning from 10 to 12, we have a great time. You can join in or just listen in.
Oh, my God, are you Don Shulman?
Yes.
Ooh, you're sexy.
I was 25 years ago. Who is this?
This is Pure Romance by Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle. You've made my year. Be sure to listen in every Sunday from 10 to 12. We'll get more people like Danielle calling in.
Ooh, can't wait.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Saturday on KCNR 1460, it's state championship football on your radio. Reading's own Enterprise Hornets put their undefeated record on the line one last time as they take on the Chaminade Eagles at the StubHub Center in Carson. Coverage of the CIF Division II state championship bowl game presented by Farmers is brought to you by Five Star Bank. Pre-game starts at 3 p.m., kickoff at 4. It's the Enterprise Hornets and the Chaminade Eagles, and it's live on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR. 1460.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah. It is 7:33 in the morning, 46 degrees out there today, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Things. Granite kitchens, bathroom makeovers, forever furniture, and of course, the ultimate lucky smoker. What can I say? Mike Huber does it all, and he does outstanding work. He really does. He did our kitchen, and I can't say enough about it. And that smoker, you know, it's not too late to get something like that for a Christmas present. May I say that? Yes. May I say Christmas? As long as I don't say Duck Dynasty, I can say Christmas. Not in the same, and we'll talk about that at some point. Give him a call at 241-7866 or check out his website, Estate Granite and Things. Mike Huber and people. Our guest is Judy Maxwell, and she is laying it out here for, she's kind of like the sacrifice here. And Trish Clark, of course, is here with me on Thursdays. I mean, we're talking about 5 million uninsured in California, of which 300,000 have signed up all over the age of 60. 4,400 out of 9 counties up here in the North State, which has been hit the hardest by the economic run of our elected leaders over the last 7-8 years. And now and when we talked about, you've got to watch out which one of your healthcare plans that you have to sign up for. One of them doesn't cover anything outside their own network. Can that possibly be true?
That's totally, totally true. And that's why you need to be careful about the network. This is on an individual basis, not going into group, but on an individual basis, your choices are a PPO and an EPO. And that's why I would highly recommend going with the PPO network, which is a preferred provider organization, so that you will have in-network as far as and out-network benefits, so you can go up and down the state. If you needed to go outside of our region, Shasta County and our region, then if you needed to go to UC Davis or one of the other hospitals, and you're going into, and they do provide for Anthem Blue Cross, then you are considered in-network. And then if you're out of network, you still would have some out of network benefits. But on an EPO, if you're out of their, you have to pay 100% out of pocket.
So why would someone sign up for the EPO?
They don't understand what it is. That's totally.
So if they go out on the line without going to an insurance broker, then they could possibly end up there and not even realize
and
it.
I tell you what, I truly find on the front page of the, when you go into the Covered California on your website, it says find help near you. Hit that button, hit an agent, put in your zip code, and it'll bring up the certified agents here in our area. And I tell you, that is invaluable for you to do, because you know, we can help you and get you directed and all that. The deadline again for January 1st effective date is this Monday, December the 23rd. You don't have to have it paid for until January the 6th. And then after that, after December 23rd, then it would be a February 1st effective date. So, you know, there is still time.
You know, we're so wrapped up in all of this stuff about getting the health insurance, the coverage, the insurance, the dates, the when it's due, how much to get. What in the world does this have to do with our health care? It has to do with insurance. Then there's a thing to do with being a doctor or getting well.
No, it has nothing to do. I mean, you know, who knows who your doctor is going to be, but I will say that, I mean, with a PPO, you do have all the hospitals here with Anthem Blue Cross does take, you know, you can go to Mercy, Shasta Regional, our patients, all of our hospitals.
I frankly don't believe that because
nobody is talking about taking that away from you.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or healthcare plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan.
That's absolutely not true.
Well, I'll tell you what.
The president said that. He said it. He said
every
it dozens
time he turned
and dozens
around.
And dozens of times. He even said period a couple of times. He goes, period. Are you saying that the president didn't know what was going to happen?
Well, I tell you what. The reality is that dog just won't hunt because...
That dog's not getting off the porch.
It is not.
You can't get that dog off the couch to get out there and hunt.
You sure can't. The only people who could actually really keep their plans, it's called the grandfathered plan, and they would have had to had that plan prior to the law, which was March 23rd, 2010.
And no changes could have been made to that plan.
And I had a lady who had added on a dental, not change her deductible or anything like that, and they kicked her out of grandfather status.
Well, but it's also, and we got to take a break here, but also on the grandfather plan is that these grandfather plans do not meet what the government believes that you should have as a health care plan, even though that you're really happy with it.
Well, that's why they're rolling out.
That's why they are grandfathered.
Right. But if any type of change, which they can be forced into doing at some point, any change at all,
not if they're grandfathered. They have to stay. However, you can keep it. However, it doesn't tell you that you won't have rate increases.
Well, that's,
you will
that's
have
what I mean.
They're getting about a 13-14% rate increase on those grandfather plans come January.
We'll take a break now.
Your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advanced Power Reading is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Reading, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advancedpower.net. Advanced Power Reading. You own your home. Why rent your power?
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
We're gonna get you your insurance. We're gonna get your money. We're gonna take your doctor. We're gonna take it all. And if you don't like it, we'll put the death panels back in. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Lincoln Dodge, a Dodge Ram Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. You know I drive that F-150. Love that truck. And I really like the people down at Redding Crown Motors. They got big sales going on here. You gotta go down there and get that car, truck, or SUV, whether it's new or previously owned. They have it. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. See the people down there. Give them a call, 223-2177. Check out their service department and find out just really how good they are too. I can't say enough about Redding Crown Motors locally. These people are doing great things for our neighbors right here in the North State. Our guest is Judy Maxwell. And of course, Trish Clark is here with me on Thursdays. And we're just having a great time listening to Judy just,
Try to explain
the Obamacare Insurance Network here. And, the whole thing is that, I mean, are there doctors dropping? I mean, are you hearing anything about doctors dropping out of this?
Yes. Yes, actually, because their reimbursements are so, so minimal on this. And I think that it's a real challenge for the doctors. And because, you know, the overhead and everything is just, you know, they just can't cover it with the low, low reimbursements. And so, you know, it's going to be a huge challenge for so many, for the whole system.
Well, it is, because even a lot of our doctors in the North State over the last several years, a lot of our specialists, pulmonologists, mm-hmm. those kind of people, you can't get into them now. A lot of them are not accepting Medicare. A lot of them are not accepting new patients. Mm-hmm. And it's because you see ads all the time for doctors who no longer take insurance.
I know. It's really, really challenging. It really is. And so I don't know how all that's going to work.
Well, I think that's my point earlier. Mm-hmm. This Obamacare, affordable health care, has absolutely nothing to do with health care. It's a mechanism to manage insurance and put everybody in a little line so that they can control how you spend your money. Healthcare hasn't anything to do with it. We've always had a good healthcare system, just didn't have a feasible payment plan for everyone. We're not going to get there now.
No.
But they're going to have more control over how we spend our money.
Well, in the taxes, because, I mean, the people who do not qualify for a subsidy, they can go direct through an insurance agent and buy Anthem Blue Cross plan, you can go direct and buy that, which they don't tell you a lot about that. So if you don't want to have to give all your tax information, personal information, you don't qualify for subsidy, then go direct to the carrier and get the plan. But in those plans, you still have all types of reinsurance fees, ACA fees. You have to have the pediatric dental. You have to have all these fees in there that the exchange fee, even though you're buying it off the market, off of the exchange. And so, because that is what helps, is going to help pay for everything.
Yet they will not give you a subsidy if you don't go through the exchange, even if you buy
same
plan.
But not everybody's going to qualify for a subsidy.
But I think that's a good point. But
mm-hmm.
you could, but the government, unless you go through them, they're not going to pay anything.
That's correct. Yeah, you have to go through the California Exchange if you qualify for a subsidy and to be able to get that tax credit in a subsidy form, which that's what that is. It's a tax credit forward. So, say you had a premium that's $700 a month, you get a $300 tax credit subsidy, and then you would pay the $400 directly to the carrier. The $300 times 12, $3,600 would come out show up on your taxes in 2014 that you file in 2015. So it is a tax credit forward. So if you overestimate your income and you don't qualify for that subsidy, or you underestimate, you know, then the balance is going to come out either then the taxes due or taxes owed. So
absolute nightmare.
It is a total nightmare. It is a total nightmare.
Out of all these 15 million people that supposedly didn't have health coverage, how many people have signed up? Does anybody have any idea? I mean, you talk about
on a nationwide basis.
Nationwide basis. I mean, it can't be even close.
It can't even be close
because
you just take California. I mean, here we're less than 300,000
out of five million
that were uninsured.
And we and California actually pretty much had their stuff together
But Carl, you know, we have been challenged mostly trying to keep our client base, moving them over. It's not like new. I mean, we've got quite a few new people, but a big chunk are the people whose policies were getting canceled, and we have spent night and day trying to move our existing client base over.
Okay.
And get them. So
the ones that were covered under the, if you like your health insurance, you're going to be able to keep it.
That's right. We're trying to just, take care of our
people. Yeah.
I mean, we do have some new people, but the biggest bulk of what we have been doing and being challenged with is getting our existing client base in and getting them taken care of.
So 300,000 that have signed up then, maybe only a third. Let's just give it a benefit of the doubt. Say a half of them are
new
newbies.
People.
Yeah.
Out of that 300,000.
Exactly.
So it's really more than it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it at least half of them were responsible people who already had insurance. Well, and now they're having to change over their plans.
You know, and in all seriousness, we term that responsible people.
Mm-hmm.
You're 26 years old. You're in good health. You got a job. You're paying your bills. Health insurance, you've got a little money in the bank. If you have to go to the emergency room, you pay, or you go to a walk-in clinic, you pay. That's not irresponsible at 26 years old. It's a matter of priorities.
Exactly. And then, they will still go to the Shasta Community Health. You know, they can still walk in and go there and then pay their proportionate share.
Or they can even have catastrophic
insurance
that if something terrible happens, then they're covered. But now they're having to pay for my eye exams at age 65.
I was almost 30 years old before I had health insurance. I worked in a profession that didn't offer it. If I had to go to the doctor, I went in and I paid to go to the doctor.
Well, even when I worked at Exxon, when I was just in my early 20s back in Texas at Exxon headquarters and I was going to college, they didn't provide health insurance at that time, and we had a clinic there in the building, and we went to that clinic.
Well, and things didn't happen like that. I mean, we had a clinic there where I was working at a couple of times where I got injured, and they came in and they'd slap something on you to stop the bleeding and send you back to work. So if it wasn't bone sticking out. All right, we'll be right back. Free Fire Radio. I'm here, of course, Carl Bott, here with Trish Clark and our guest Judy Maxwell as we're trying to work our way through the insurance morass that is Obamacare. And of course, you can't. We'll be right back.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Redding or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
I've tried so not to give in, and I said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, you know what? When what you're saying, Frank Sinatra, yeah, because I've got you under my skin. It's like Obamacare. It's under my skin, and it's sucking us dry. Welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Judy Maxwell. Trish, what's the weather look like here?
It's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for breezy with a northwest wind, 24 to 28 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 39 miles an hour. A little breezy out there today. Mostly clear with a low near 30, around 37, tomorrow.
All right. So.
And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. They give senior and veterans discounts. Our customers are warm friends.
Hey, Judy Maxwell is an insurance magnet that she is, and just a good person, and our insurance sacrifice of the week. Just going over quickly over numbers, 5 million uninsured in California. 300,000 have signed up here. They've got till Monday. 4,400 out of 9 counties up here in Northern California. So that's big. I've seen some states there's been like one. Or, you know, I mean, the numbers are just so abysmally small. 15 million uninsured in the country. Like I said, 5 million here in California.
And that's 15 million nationwide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
15 million nationwide. A third of those are in the state of California.
I know. Isn't that amazing? But you know, one of the big challenges too that you forget about are all the different challenges of the languages. And so even though.
You don't want to go there, do you?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and so even though they, in California, I think there's about 9 or 10 different languages that, you know, you can go into when you go onto the website. But, you know, that's a big challenge, you know, because we are a melting pot of so many nations. And so all of the different, and the communication is, that's one of the big challenges that they've had.
Okay. You said though that, people need to do something before. You said they're having to sign up because, and they have
okay.
to do, oh yeah, if they project how much money they make and it's different, they have to call the government.
That's exactly right. So, you know, everything is going off of your projected income that you think will be for 2014. If that changes more than 10% throughout, in the year of 2014, you need to notify Covered California of that change, because if you're getting a tax credit, and then it comes to when you're doing your taxes and you've, you know, overestimated or underestimated, and that's different, then you need to contact Covered California and make an adjustment in the premiums that you're paying.
Judy Maxwell, thank you so much for being here with us.
Oh my goodness, the time just flew by.
Yeah, well,
and we didn't get to half of what we need to talk
about. No, no.
I think the important thing is that people need to, in my mind, remember all of this as the election comes up next year, and not get so lulled into a, well, it's kind of okay and everything's working right now, because they're going to get hit hard in 15 when all these penalties and all the taxes and everything you did wrong come home to roost. So let's remember that throughout the election season.
There you go. And how do people get a hold of Judy?
221-0441.
221-0441. Well, good. You know, yeah, Bob is pointing a finger at me. We have a minute left. I guess that people need to see what's going on. I mean, I can't wait, kind of. It's kind of like driving by a train wreck. Nobody's killed, I hope. You know, it's just kind of laying there, but wanting to see what's going to happen next.
I think the healthcare facilities is going to be like Katie go bar the door come January, because everybody's going to be, you know, thinking they have this and that and how's it all working.
You know what?
It's going to be crazy in January.
Yeah, this is the sad thing is that people who've had insurance are going to walk in and find out they don't. Or they think they've got a certain kind of coverage and they don't. Or they think they've got their doctor and they don't. You know, I mean, it's going to be confusing, especially the older people and younger people. So it's sad. Anyway, we have to run. We've got a surprise for everybody when we come back, here on the show. Plus we have Sheriff Tomasenko, and who is a great guest, but we also think we have a surprise here too. We'll be right back after the news. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, have a great day. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Church officials have defrocked a United Methodist pastor from central Pennsylvania who officiated at his son's same-sex wedding in Massachusetts. The Reverend Frank Schaefer had told church officials he considered the denomination's book of discipline to be discriminatory against homosexuals. It took a British jury only 90 minutes to find two men who considered themselves soldiers of Allah guilty of murdering a serviceman who was run down with a car and stabbed to death on a London street. Industry officials say regardless of what the FCC decides, airlines should make their own decisions on whether to allow cell phone use during flights.
We certainly have heard feedback from customers and employees alike that cell phone use on planes for voice calls can be disruptive, and we understand that. Our bigger issue is we believe that each carrier should be able to make the decision on a business basis.
Delta's already said it will ban in-flight phone calls. Now that the budget battle is out of the way, get ready for the debt limit fight.
The president's position is unchanged. He will not negotiate over Congress's responsibility to pay the bills that Congress has racked up.
Spokesman Jay Carney, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell accusing his Democratic counterpart with trying to block amendments to the defense authorization bill.
The majority leader won't allow a robust amendment process because he can't stomach a vote on Iran sanctions.
The Senate tried to pass that bill before breaking for Christmas next week. NASA says it's made repairs that will prevent astronauts' helmets from filling with water during upcoming spacewalks.
We have high confidence that it's, you know, essentially just like a unit that was refurbished on the ground. So the crew did a really good job changing it out, and then we did a full return to service check on the suit and are ready to go with those suits.
The space agency has scheduled up to 3 spacewalks in the next week to fix a broken cooling system on the space station. This is SRN News.
Diane Belmont moved to New York as a teenager with one desire, to act. That is, until a drama teacher panned her future in performing. So home she went. Later, she tried again and got on stage, only to be fired by 3 different Broadway producers. Next stop, Hollywood, where her second-tier films earned her the nickname Queen of the B-movies. Years later, she tried television. That's when the world came to love Diane by her real name, Lucille Ball. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Discouragement, failure, ridicule, how often we hear them factor into later success. Of course, difficulty doesn't guarantee later success, but neither does it point to lasting failure in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Ousted President Mohamed Morsi is going on trial in Egypt.
Morsi and the top leaders of his Muslim Brotherhood are accused of conspiring with Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran's Revolutionary Guard, and militant groups to carry out a wave of terrorism to destabilize the country. The charges, which carry a potential death penalty, are the most sweeping and heaviest accusations yet in a series of trials against the Brotherhood. The new trial of Morsi, the 3 top Brotherhood leaders, and 32 other defendants appeared aimed at decisively crippling the top echelons of the Islamist group that dominated Egypt's political scene during Morsi's 1-year presidency. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow isn't controlling Edward Snowden. The National Security Agency leaker has asylum in Russia for now, but Putin tells reporters any of the revelations that are coming out now must have come from materials that he provided before he landed in Russia.
This is SRN News. A 5-member presidential panel is calling for new limits on the NSA's spying powers.
They say what many of us have been saying, that just because we can collect massive amounts of data doesn't mean we should do so.
Vermont's Patrick Leahy. The panel recommends limits, but not a complete end to the agency's ability to collect phone records. It is also proposing some new oversight of decisions to spy on foreign leaders. The Secret Service says it's investigating data theft at Target stores. The scam allegedly involves some 40 million shoppers who use credit and debit cards at stores over the past few weeks. Honda tops the insurance industry's annual list of the safest new vehicles, with 8 vehicles on that list. In all, 39 cars, trucks, and SUVs made the list this year. That's down from previous years, but that's because overall improvements have made it tougher to qualify for the top tier. From Washington, I'm Wally Hines.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott, so it's Thursday. Trish Clark's with me. Good morning, Trish. How are you?
I'm just doing great.
What's the weather look like?
It's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for sunny with a high near 53 today. Lots of wind, 24 to 28 miles an hour with gusts up to 39 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 37. Wind going away and staying mostly sunny with a high near 61 on Friday. And kind of that's the forecast through Christmas. Hopefully the wind will go away, but again, it's 46 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather. Our customers are warm friends. You can get a hold of them at 365-3793. They give veterans and senior discounts.
Hey, thanks a lot. And let's go to our friends at Wells Fargo for our Wells Fargo Advisors Market Minute. Good morning, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. Hello. Okay, we lost Susan.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, we didn't lose Susan. We're pushing the wrong buttons again.
Right now.
Susan, are you there? Okay, we're here.
You're here?
Yeah, I don't understand.
What's going on with those buttons?
I don't know. There's, you know what? He's looking at it like it's the machine, but I'm not sure. Somebody turned the machine upside down, so he's pushing both sides.
That's okay.
Okay, anyway.
Well, not much has changed between those few minutes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down 14 electron. Points. At 16,153. The S&P 500 is off 4 points at 1806. The NASDAQ composite is down 13 points at 4,056. The three most actively traded stocks in New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America, down 4 pennies at 1565. Ford off 37 cents at 1528. Rite Aid down 54 cents at $5.22. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bankshares up 14 cents at 2810. North Valley Bank flat and trading at 1882. Bank of Commerce opened at $5.52 per share. Over to commodities. Gold is down $39 an ounce at $11.96.10. Silver off 88 cents at $19.17. Crude oil positive 51 cents, trading at $98 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors here Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You know, they're keeping track of what's happening down there in Wall Street, and it happens quickly. So you want people who've been there and know what they're doing. And that's our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors. 243-7561, 243-7561, or visit them at Park Marina Drive. What are you getting for Christmas here, Trish?
I'm going to get a good night's rest, I hope.
That's right, because we're using our sleep number.
55 bed. Is my sleep number.
55.
55.
Well, I'm feeling sissy here because mine's 35.
Whoa, you're going down.
You know, I'm kidding. I don't know what's happening. I started high and I'm just dropping here as we go along.
But that's the beautiful thing about the bed is you can fluctuate according to how you feel.
That dual air technology, Linda's is, I think hers is like 45 now. You know, besides that, besides having the dual air, now they've, we now have the AirFit pillow and the AirFit adjustable pillow. So it too, adjust itself to your, you know, to what you want. as far as firmness or softness.
That's what I need for Christmas because I don't have that.
Well, you can get them at the Sleep Number store right down there in the Target Shopping Center. Head on in there, and it's next to the vitamin shop. But the people down there at the store are so professional. They know what it is. They're going to show you what your Sleep Number is. They can show you the AirFit pillow. And there's only one place to find it, and that's at that Sleep Number store. And right now it's at special 40% savings. 40% savings. 8 million mattresses have been sold. So many happy customers. Made in the USA, guaranteed for life. Sleep Number. Hey, when we're gonna take a quick 1 minute break, and then when we come back, we've got Keith Turner here. Now you're saying, who's Keith Turner? Keith Turner is the vice principal of Enterprise High School. And there's something big going on this weekend. We're going to talk to him about that. We'll be right back right after these messages.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Just take those old. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Botrys Clark. You know what? It's football week. And what can I say except that football week is here and our own Enterprise Hornets are going heading down to Carson, California to play the Chaminade Eagles. And with us is Keith Turner, assistant principal. Did I get that right? Assistant principal?
Correct.
At
Enterprise High School. My school, yes.
So is this how excited is everybody at the school?
I'm very excited to say the least. It's been a great week and a great season to be honest. So. Everybody's excited, kids, staff, and the whole community.
Would you say that, we were talking a little bit before on the break about the focus of the students. Yeah, I mean, this must be tough right now. You said it's during finals week.
Right. It has been difficult. It is finals week and it is December. Christmas is next week and football started a long time ago. So it's been a long season but we are still, focusing on academics as well, but that's been difficult this week to say the least.
Especially for those kids and their families that are just got to be absolutely greatly excited.
Yes, mine included. I have a son on the team, so there's been a lot of excitement from the whole community and incredible community support. So that's been exciting as well.
Well, we're all putting aside the rivalries. I mean, I'm a big Anderson fan, and you got Shasta fans and years of rivalries between all these teams. And now we're just all Enterprise fans.
Well, yeah, it's good to see that they're finally coming around. They should be Enterprise fans all the time. It's been really, it's been great that the local schools that we typically compete against are now rooting for us and supporting us as we head down south. So that's been encouraging and very appreciated for sure.
I heard that the people, were showing up in their colors, but were shouting and screaming in the last game for, Enterprise.
Right. We had a tremendous amount of support down in Stockton when we played Manteca High School. And you're right. There's a lot of different colors from different schools all sitting on our sidelines cheering for us. And it was a great sight to be seen.
Keith, any idea when we started this year that they had the quality to be able to get there or the team?
Well, I mean, in hindsight, our focus was a league championship first, section championship second, and then whatever happened after that happened. So, I don't know that anybody would say that we expected this, but we just took it one game at a time. And when you do that and you stay on focus with what's happening Friday night, the rest kind of falls into place.
How many of the starters or your players are you going to be losing this year? Are a lot of seniors this year, or is it a pretty much of a mix?
I think it's a mix. I mean, we do have quite a large number of juniors that are starting on both sides of the ball. So
that's good news.
Yeah, definitely promising for the future.
You say your son's on the team.
Yes.
And what position does he play?
He's a backup quarterback.
Okay. What kind of, is he acting a little bit different this, I mean, I know that, you know, he's played in games before, but is it a little bit different this week around the house?
No, it hasn't been. And I credit that to the leadership of the kids and our coaches. They've done their best to maintain business as usual this week, and I think they've done a great job of that. So no, an incredibly mature team, which is part of the reason why I think we've gotten this far. But it has been pretty normal, in the house and on the football field. School, a different story though.
It's at school, yeah. What's going on at the school? I imagine it's just bubbling when you're going through that.
It is, and we've had tremendous community support, people coming in the school and offering their support financially and just encouraging the kids and just proud alumni that are proud of what we're doing. And so it's been a nonstop bunch of encouragement, so it's been fun.
I think that there's going to be a tremendous amount of people going from the North State. I know I have one friend who's a grandmother of one of the tight ends on the team. I'm not sure what the name, but I mean, they're all excited. There's like 20 of them going down, the grandmas and aunts and uncles, and this is great. I mean, we all love our high school football, and if you've got somebody that you know or related to on that team, this is dynamite weekend.
Right.
Fun stuff.
Yeah,
weather's going to be good.
Yes. No, we're sending down four buses, and we've heard of a lot of folks who are going to make the trip down there. We appreciate it. We know it's a difficult time of the year with the holiday season and Christmas right around the corner. So we do expect a lot of folks down there. We do travel well and get tremendous support. So that's going to be great.
Well, we're honored to be able to broadcast the game.
We're sending
our guys down there Friday. Nate is just highly, he is elevated as he's going through here, but we'll be able to broadcast the game. We'll be starting our game at 3, or the pregame show at 3, broadcasting live back up here to everybody that can't make it down there.
That's great, and we appreciate that. I know the community does as well, because obviously not everybody can make it, so thank you.
Well, we appreciate the fact that the support y'all have given us and the rest of the teams here in the league that we've covered this year. But this is just really great. You know, I mean, you're sitting here very calm. I mean, this is just, it's just another day, but I wonder what you're going to look like, say, 4 o'clock on Saturday. Is dad coming out or is the principal coming out?
Dad's a pretty mellow guy, so you'll see the same guy at 4 o'clock. He might be a little different at 6 o'clock, but at 4 o'clock I'll probably be the same.
So excited. I'm kind of in between little kids and Pop Warner now, but love that football and through high school. It's great stuff.
Yes, I agree. I've got a little one in Pop Warner as well. So it's, yeah, great game. And like I said, we're just overwhelmed by the support, including your radio station. So, you know, thanks to everybody that's supported Enterprise High School.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you. And I tell you what, everybody that I've talked to is behind you. People that probably don't even pay attention, but now they,
this is our team.
Y'all representing all of us up here in the North State. Us, you know, going down there to play this private school that recruits all over the United States, from what I understand. Their coaches, but the coach, when Nate talked to him, got a lot of respect for Enterprise.
Well, I assure you, Coach Trueblood and the team will represent the North State well, and we'll compete when we're down there.
Well, thank you so much, Keith Turner, who is the vice principal of Enterprise, and has got a son on the team. So, you know, go Hornets. Let's get them all.
I bet you, I agree. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you having me, and go Hornets.
All go right. Hornets.
Hey, thanks a lot. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Saturday on KCNR 1460, it's state championship football on your radio. Redding's own Enterprise Hornets put their undefeated record on the line one last time as they take on the Chaminade Eagles at the StubHub Center in Carson. Coverage of the CIF Division II state championship bowl game presented by Farmers is brought to you by Five Star Bank. Pre-game starts at 3 p.m., kickoff at 4. It's the Enterprise Hornets and the Chaminade Eagles, and it's live on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five-Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five-Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is it broken? What's the best treatment? Is it a boy or a girl? There are hundreds of ways medical imaging provides answers. That's why there are over 100 of us, a giant family dedicated to having experts in all the ways that we can help take care of you. For over 60 years of serving the community we love, MD Imaging says thank you. And happy holidays.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday morning. It's 8:21 in the morning. It's December the 19th. I'm here with Trish Clark, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know what? In-store deli. Joe and the people down there. Great store. Clean. It's got everything you could possibly want in health foods and the organic foods, raw foods, raw milk. They are the North States Nutrition Experts. The people are very friendly down there. I can't say enough about them. They've got, of course, Amazing Foods for Life that was started through Vicky from Joe's daughter. And it's sweeping the state, and it'll soon be sweeping the country, gluten-free. Head on down to Cypress Square Shopping Center. They're in the back of that on Locust Street. Or give them a call, 244-9141. Our last guest, we have Sheriff Tom Basenko here. Tom, thanks for giving up a few minutes.
You bet.
You know, when we had the coach, Keith Turner, here, we are going to be broadcasting that game. And I like to give a huge shout-out to Five Star Bank for supporting this effort for us so that we can – that we, you know, there you have to pay a significant amount of
fee
to CIF to do this. Five Star Bank stood up, as did Cole 45s, Muse Concrete, Dutch Brothers. There's a bunch of people that are standing up and helping to defray the cost here. We're not looking to make any money on this and probably won't. Probably won't make any on it and probably cost us, but we want to be able to be there and bring this game.
Well, we always have such a huge community support for a variety of programs in our county, and this is just one of them, and it's a great that Enterprise gets to go to the state finals.
Yeah, and they, and it's, I asked the coach, I said, do you think that, did you think you had one, like, you know, when you started? And we wanted to be our league champion, then region, and then this is just kind of great. So, okay. What are we looking at here with the new jail? You've got a lot of things we want to talk about here, but what's the primary thing?
We probably saw in the news this morning, we had a shooting last night in the city of Reading, and that's being investigated right now with the protocol that we have with all the partnership of law enforcement, and that's ongoing. But fortunately, the office is okay and being investigated. Occurred down near the Cypress Street Bridge.
RPD shooting, sheriff investigating.
Yes. That's per the protocol.
What it usually does.
RPD is the jurisdictional agency, and then they ask that, hey, can you help us out? And would you be the lead investigative agency? And that's to give a just kind of a unbiased different perspective to it. We do that almost all the time, according to protocol,
so that you're not investigating yourself.
Right, and it's the Reading Police Department, Sheriff's Office, Anderson Police, CHP, District Attorney, all coming together and helping in that investigation, right. And a variety of law enforcement agencies, so they can't say that, hey, one agency is just going to do a wink and a nod, everything's okay. You're getting all the professionals involved. All of us have high ethics and integrity. Investigate the incident, and then gets reviewed by the district attorney.
The thing on this, the officer thought the guy he shot had a knife and was moving toward him. I mean, and started moving toward him. What people don't realize, they say a knife. What people don't realize is a knife is a backup weapon, is a good weapon. And just in a couple of seconds, you can move that 20 feet. And if you've got a 6-inch blade or a 4-inch blade and you know what you're doing with that knife, you can hurt somebody really badly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I want people to immediately get over this thing about,
hey, why did you shoot him?
He just had a knife.
It's a deadly weapon.
It's a deadly weapon and a weapon of choice for many people. Mm-hmm. So
that investigation will be continuing, and as they develop more information, we, of course, will be putting out that to the media.
What about the Clover Fire guy?
Clover Fire, that was also in the news. That was an ongoing investigation by CAL FIRE, arson investigations. The fire occurred, obviously, last summer.
Right.
A devastating, fast-moving fire that burned, I think, over 60 homes, if I'm not mistaken.
60 homes, 130 buildings, 8,000 acres. It's cost the homeowner, it's like $63 million.
Yes.
But the most important thing, of course, is that man that died.
We had one person lose their life. And that individual's charged with a number of counts of arson and, of course, murder. Because if there's a commission of a felony mm-hmm. and someone dies, you can charge them with a felony murder rule, it's called.
Well, is it my imagination, but did I hear last year when these things were going on that somebody said that there's rumors going around that somebody was starting fires out there?
There were certainly the rumors. There was on this particular fire, there was two different points of ignition or starting points on different parts of the roadway, one on Clear Creek and another one on Cloverdale. And the investigation was ongoing at that time by the CAL FIRE investigators. So they obviously have to gather enough information and evidence to be able to charge this, and sometimes those investigations can take a period of time.
Well, yeah, you want them to, if before they arrest somebody on something like this, you want to have a lot of evidence there. And, you know, one of the things is that several fires, they're accusing him of setting several fires, not just those two, but several others during that time frame, too. So
that'll be an ongoing one.
Wow.
A lot of people see in the news about the most Shasta's Most Wanted, and that's been a great program.
That is
going very well, and that's a partnership between the Sheriff's Office, Reading Police Department, Anderson Police Department, Probation Department, Marshal's Office. Marshals are in charge of court security. And just yesterday, we came out with a new list this last weekend. Yesterday, they ended up with another arrest of an individual.
Drinking coffee with the deputy
with the investigators. So
he was drinking coffee.
Well, not literally not having coffee with him, but he was in the same establishment.
And they took a look over and looked at him.
It's like
probably not a good plan.
We know that guy.
Let me get my iPad out. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. So, come here. Is this you?
So off to jail he goes.
I shouldn't say that.
And then we also had another individual turn himself in from being.
Well, that's the big thing. How many people
we've had
themselves
in? I want to say like four or five turn themselves in.
Yeah.
They've arrested one of them down in the San Francisco Bay Area. Another one down out of Butte County they arrested.
You know, the one guy walks in and said, I didn't know I was wanted. Anybody say that?
Yeah, not yet. But.
Okay, just wondering.
But a couple of people said, hey, the reason they turned themselves in was they were on the most wanted, and that's helping to raise the appearance level in court so they're not failing to appear. We're keeping them in custody and getting them in there. A lot of them are – the focus of the most wanted is for those individuals who have gone through the court process, have been convicted, and then have failed to appear for their sentencing. And so if we can get them in – get some probation reports and some of the technicalities resolved, get them sentenced, we can get them shipped off to prison, or they can start doing their time in jail, whether it's here or out of county.
Well, you know,
and it's working well.
How many murderers or murder suspects do we have in the jail?
Almost 30. I think yesterday I gave a report on it for a meeting that I had, and I think there's 24, 25.
Wow.
See, I
just for some form of homicide.
Yeah, I ask that every month because those are people that. I mean, if they're bad, I mean, maybe a homicide might be a, a motor vehicle type thing, and it's a, I mean, I don't know if they hold them for that, but.
We do. Yeah. Okay, it's but a, like for, vehicular manslaughter.
Right, for DUI or something.
Those are all, forms of some type of homicide.
But we've got close to 30 people in there accused of murder or waiting for trial and
those,
all this.
And those are long trials usually. It takes a while for them to get to court.
And then you've got probably, you've probably got violent crimes in there.
We got about over 100, I want to say it's around 150 to 70 of, that are in for rape and sex crimes, domestic violence, robbery, felony assaults.
Does that include, okay, so that doesn't include the murders?
No.
So, okay, so that takes you, so you that takes you up to 200. So how many beds in the end?
Then you add, another 60, 70 that are in for various forms of theft. Mm-hmm. Burglary theft, grand theft auto. There's about, 30 that are in for violation of probation. Another 60 something are in for drug related crimes.
So how many is that then?
That adds, when you add all that up, it comes up to 369. Remember, our jail capacity maximum rating is 381.
Okay.
But we're at a court agreement.
That you're going to be under that.
That we have to be at 90%. We have to keep that buffer in there. And that 90% of 381 is 343. So we're just in that middle zone. We're always at 86 to 90 plus percent.
When you say drug offenses, you're not talking about somebody that's smoking a little weed walking down the street.
We're talking, it's usually
people keep seeming to think.
Oh, they keep thinking that. They're in for usually trafficking, sales, major quantities of dope, and so
repeat offenders. The first time you're smoking a marijuana cigarette on the street, you're not going to end up in jail.
And then add to that number two that we have of that 369 people right now, just a snapshot. Are about 36 or so people that are doing time, sentenced.
Already doing time on there.
Already doing time for a year or more. We have people that are doing time up to 10 years here in the Shasta County Jail, all the way down to like 18 months. And that causes more of a issue on the availability of bed space.
And that's not going to get any better.
That also brings up a whole quadrant after the break. Little bit more of the rest of the story.
All right, that's good. Okay, right after the break, we're going to find out how much room really is at the end, and with the new jail coming along and all these other things. We'll be right back. Sheriff Tom Basenko is a guest. Trish Clark, Carl Bott.
Hi, this is Don from Redding Tire Factory. Rain, sleet, hail, ice, and snow, it's on its way. Redding Tire Factory can get your vehicle winter ready. Wiper blades so you can see, antifreeze for those cold mornings, batteries so your vehicle won't leave you stranded, tires and snow chains for those icy roads. As part of our service, you will receive a free safety inspection on your vehicle. Come by Redding Tire Factory and make sure you are ready for those harsh winter months. Redding Tire Factory, the corner of California and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Redding.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
I'm a mom of four young boys, and most days are crazy, wild, full of energy in Boyland. And although my daily routine changes, there's not one day that goes by that I don't use the word no. Am I mean? Am I trying to torture my kids? Am I a killjoy? Actually, I'm the complete opposite. I love fun. I love crazy. I love spontaneity. But what I don't love is an unprotected love. I don't like having to say yes to things when I don't know the overall cost. I don't like leaving my boys vulnerable. I don't like things that can hurt them or wound them or, worse off, end up leaving them with life-altering pain. Why? Because I made a commitment to them from the moment I conceived them to protect them, keep them safe, and nurture them into adulthood. And God did the exact same thing for you. He has a no, but more importantly, He has a huge yes over your life. I love the quote that says, when God gives you a no, give Him a thank you. He was protecting you from less than His best. Have you ever stopped to think about why God says no to you? Is He a mean guy up in heaven trying to spoil your fun? The Bible says that God has a huge yes before He ever had a no. His first yes went something like this. Yes, I will be your dad. Yes, I will protect you. Yes, I will love you. Yes, I will give you my very best. I'm Havilah Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more about us, visit moralrevolution.com today.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda, of course, on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. And Joy Magazine is going to be there. Trish Clark is always with me.
Good morning.
And we have Sheriff Tom Basenko. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, my friends there. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. And, of course, it's man's last stronghold. I can't say more than that. Man's last stronghold. And it's a great place. You really have a good time. Just, you know, it's always got people down there you can talk to. And, of course, DC Tim and the Man in Black, outstanding haircuts. Right off of Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay.
You know, Carl, while we were away, we had a couple of questions in the chat room about concealed weapons.
Yes.
One of them was, can you put a gun, a pistol, excuse me, on the permit that doesn't have a serial number? And some really old guns don't have serial numbers. And you can also manufacture a gun for yourself, and that it doesn't have to have a serial number on it if you maintain possession of it and don't sell it and do a bunch of other stuff.
Imagine that.
But we're checking with the state on that. Generally, the state has a lot of the requirements that if you put a gun on a permit, it'll have to have a serial number. So we're going to phone a friend, and hopefully before the end of the show we'll have that answer. And then another question was, hey, it's been about 6 to 8 weeks for one person to get a concealed weapons permit. And usually what gets held up there is the fingerprints get sent off to the state. The state is does fingerprint checks for everything from permits, notary of publics, real estate agents, you name it, all the ones that become bonded or have some type of protection and have to do the fingerprints. In addition to all the other criminal stuff, they get bogged down. And that's usually what holds it up is at the state level is for fingerprinting. And generally they come through in about 4 weeks if there's a holdup. It can be instant, like a day or two. And other times it gets held up. Most of the time it doesn't take more than a month. So the one person that wrote in on the chat room, we gave them a phone number to call at our concealed weapons permit unit. And they're working on some answers for that person.
He said he had called there and said that Cal Guns that they've hired 15 more people with not a lot of experience. That seems to be a problem.
Just because of the request from Shasta County.
I haven't heard that information, but who knows? You mean the state's hired 15 more people?
That's what he says in here.
Yeah, and then they have
Cal Guns.
Cal Guns is a gun foundation, pro-gun foundation.
Okay, then it's not.
That's not the state, but they might have information that maybe they hired 15 more. And then, too, there's been a big push on gun run for as of January 1st. You'll have to fill out a bunch more paperwork if you're buying a long gun, a shotgun, or a rifle.
You know, another thing, and that will be registered forever here in the state of California. Is
correct.
That right?
Right.
So then the sheriffs can come by and take our weapons?
No.
Okay, good.
So, you'll have to fill out the same amount of paperwork as you would if you're buying a pistol.
And will really be registered now. Just like your pistols.
Correct. Off. Because if you bought a long gun today, you would have to fill out the federal paperwork, but there's no state paperwork to say. And you still have to go through the federal NICS. We call it NICS. It's the National InstaCheck System. You have to go through that background InstaCheck to make sure you're not a criminal. And then you can, after a 10-day waiting period in California, then you can pick up your shotgun or rifle.
So you want to go today.
Right.
To buy your rifle.
Now, even now, if you decided to sell your rifle, you still have to go through a dealer for the transfer between two private parties. That's still
starting in January.
No, that was even required today.
All
right. If you decided to do it.
But if you want to buy a rifle, long gun, and not register it in the state of California, or shotgun, you need to do it now. You need to do it today.
Before January 1st.
Head down to Bastiani.
You'd still have the 10-day waiting period, of course.
Still have a 10-day waiting period.
And it wouldn't, so you have to do it 10 days before the end of the year for it to not to be registered, right?
No. Yeah, you have to buy it before the first of the year.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Because once if it clears on the 2nd, you've got to then register it. So
You buy it on the 2nd.
Right. Well, but if you buy it today.
So you're only a waiting period. You're buying it today, even if you picked it up on January 1st.
Or
don't have to complete that.
Oh, okay. So you're
have
okay.
To buy
then.
It today.
All right.
Okay, you buy it before the first.
Before the first.
Yeah,
so even
the transaction
if the 10 days,
has to be completed.
Even if the 10 days is after. Into
then
the
there
year.
Was another piece of legislation that was completed this last year that due to the backlog down at state DOJ, they can extend out that waiting period like up to 30 days to process the paperwork and make sure the person isn't a criminal or a prohibited person.
And okay. That did pass?
That did pass. So in theory, if you buy a gun after the first of the year, the state, instead of having a 10-day waiting period, they can extend the waiting period up to 30 days.
Oh, that's
and
good.
And they will.
Yeah, they're going to probably claim some type of personnel shortage, and it's going to take longer.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to take an early break because I want to get back and talking about room at the inn.
Yeah.
And this and hiring new sheriffs and
that'll
be sheriffs,
great.
But deputies.
Right.
And this to see what, you know, to about community watch programs.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. Sheriff Tom Basinko is our guest.
What would you do with an extra $500 during the holidays? At North Valley Bank, we'd like to help you find out. Simply enter our Win Big Holiday Debit Card Contest for your chance to win $500. That's right. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card this season, you're automatically entered to win $500. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photos of our winners on our website at novb.com. Start shopping now with your North Valley Bank debit card, and you might win big this holiday season. Debit cards are safe and easy to use, so make ours your card of choice. North Valley Bank, member FDIC. No purchase or account necessary. See official contest rules on novb.com for more details on how to enter. Must be at least 18 to enter. Contest ends January 5th, 2014.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basinko, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? It's getting colder and colder, and it's going to get worse. And if you haven't got heat in your house, it just kind of ruins your whole day. So you call Martin and his people at Alliance Heating and Air, and they're there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They're experts. They can get your, clean out your system. They can make your system work no matter what kind of system you have. This is how good they are. Give them a call at 221-2642, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. I can't say enough about them and their abilities. We've used them, and I've got nothing but great things to say about them. Tom Basenko is our guest, and Tom, Sheriff Tom, as we're talking about now, it was good news that we have the money to buy or to build a new jail, and I hope we
minimum
have the money.
Minimum security facility.
Medium security facility, and I hope we have the money to then man it.
We do. What we're working on is with the Board of Supervisors is the operational cost, and we have some, it will take some what we call new money or additional revenues budget to go to the sheriff's office budget to operate the facility. We're estimating somewhere in the $2 million mark for the annual operational costs for staff and keep the lights on and all that. But we applied for funding for lease revenue bonds through the state for a project from the Senate Bill 1022, and that was for facilities. And the emphasis was on this legislation was rehabilitative services and programs. It did not have to include beds, but obviously we need beds. But if you had an overemphasis, like, hey, I want to build a 500-bed project, you weren't going to get the money. So we built our project for the application, and I want to thank all the my staff and the county team members, and we also were assisted by Nichols, Melberg, Rosetto, our architectural firm, putting together the application. We went and presented it down in Sacramento about a month ago. And then we got word a couple weeks ago that the recommendation of the committee was to fully fund us for the $20 million that we had requested. So that's great. And there was 15 small counties that put in for the money in addition to medium and small, large. But 15 small counties competing against each other for $100 million, and there was several hundred million in requests just in small counties. So very competitive. And I was very, very proud of my team that put together the project. And so it goes to the full board of the State Community of Corrections in January, roughly January 16th.
They'll, but you made it through the first cut.
Made it through the first cut. Very, very sure, pretty sure, 99.9% sure the state board will go with the recommendations of the steering committee, mm-hmm. approve the recommendations, and that comes back to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors then, probably in January, at the end of January, to accept the award. And then we can start with architectural plans and moving forward.
So where are the $2 million in operating funds ongoing? Any ideas where that's going to come from out of the county budget?
Yes. We have right now, we'll be able to shift some of the operational costs because we're going to put our kitchen and laundry facilities down there. And so for whatever's operational cost for that, that would shift down there. There's also, we pay about $500,000, $600,000 a year for out-of-county bed contracts. That would apply towards it. And then there's a jail revenue bond from the existing jail of about $500,000 a year in payments that we make, and that could. So if you take the $500,000, $600,000 plus the jail bond one of $500,000, there's 1.1 plus the operating budget of the kitchen facility. That gets us close, and so we're going to need some new money, some additional county money. The economy's coming up a little bit. Tax revenues are up a little bit. Property is starting to sell again, which property taxes will increase
starting
a little bit.
Starting to stabilize, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So by the time, it'll probably take 3 to 5 years to get that built, 5 years at the outside.
Okay.
Then we'll be
so it's
we
not
going.
Gonna, yeah, so we're
going
to start
gonna
paying
be open
for it
tomorrow.
Next year.
Not
no.
going to be open tomorrow. That'd be nice to do, but takes a little bit.
There's a question in the chat room says the RPD is hiring. Do you all have funds available to start hiring more deputies?
We do not. We have are just about hired up on our deputies. We had some severe cutbacks in 2009 just due to state budget cuts and everything. That was across the board. Same thing happened to Reading PD. And both Reading PD and us are hiring. We're just about – I think we're hired up on deputies. We just swore one in on Tuesday. He just graduated from the academy. We sent him there. He used to be a correctional officer. Now he started out as a deputy sheriff. So we're hoping one of the supervisors is working – with the county CAO to look at trying to get about $1.3 million, probably spread over a couple of years, to restore our deputies. $1.3 million is roughly about 10 deputies by the time you get their salaries, benefits, equipment, cars. And so,
$1.3 million a year.
A year. For every year that you have.
For 10 deputies.
For about 10.
I thought that would, gosh, I thought that there'd be less deputies for $1.3 million.
Well, it's roughly about,
I mean, that's a pretty, I thought
that roughly
was
about $80,000.
By the time you add everybody in there.
It's roughly about $80,000 for salaries and benefits. And you allow some for overtime. And so if you had 10, we use 10 as an easy multiplier. Mm-hmm. So if you figure $100,000 per deputy with salaries, benefits, and overtime times 10, there's $1 million. And you got patrol cars at about $65,000 each. Need 5 patrol cars. And that's 650. That's 325. So there's your.
You're doing really good with these numbers today, Tom. It'll be a test later.
We've gone through them a few times.
He's been speaking to a bunch of people recently.
Well, the other thing too, Sheriff, is what level are you at now as compared to 2009?
Probably 1980s.
1980s?
Early 90 levels. PD's in the same situation. But it's a simple math.
Yeah.
You only got a pie that's so big.
There's only
so much money, and there's more demand for it. There's increasing costs due to whether it be to health care, cost of living, cost to operate the county and keep the lights on. That increases.
And the welfare system of the state has increased.
The county is responsible.
Dramatically.
Yeah. You had Larry Mees, our CEO, on, and you had Kurt Starman, and Larry talked about the county has much more responsibility for funding. You have to have the social programs, welfare. Yeah. You have health and human services, public health. We have to run a jail.
The whole public defender system. Yes. All of that stuff that we have to take out of the county budget.
I don't
first.
See why we have to do public defenders. Why don't they?
Everybody's entitled to a defense.
Well,
and
most
if they can't afford
many,
it, we
many
will
of
provide.
The people that get arrested don't have the means to provide counsel.
Well, I understand that, but we've got a public defender's office that is being funded. All the stuff is being funded where other people don't have public defender offices. The people will get lawyers. The lawyers will be provided, but it's like a contract type
we
thing.
We tried that. We did that before you were here. And this system that we have in place now saves the county money, they're actually getting good representation. Which they deserve. We were paying a ton of money in contracts.
Now we do have private attorneys.
We did not have a good response.
And we do have private attorneys on contract, and those are called conflict attorneys.
So when they
the public defender has a conflict that says, hey, we have a defendant here and a bunch of witnesses that we're also representing in other cases, they conflict out and contract with conflict
attorneys.
That'd
be a good future show.
We're coming up on a break, and that'd be good to maybe have a public defender in, Jeff Gorder.
Well, we've had I think we've had him in once. We need to obviously do it again. We'll be right back.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter is finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Redding or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays, and thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, down. Sheriff Tom Basinko is our guest. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. 20th anniversary, the 20th year they've been in business there at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. 15% off holiday sale going on now through the end of the year, and I can't tell you enough about the quality of the jewelry they have down there. Plus, Four Winds Jewelry has the only watch repair gentleman in the town. The only one. It works right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Jewelry, watches, you name it, they have it. Again, 15% off holiday sale going on now through the end of the year. And the 20th anniversary of Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's a place to go, guys. You know, when you're looking for that present, remember, you can, as Linda says, you can never have too many guns or too many diamonds.
So it sounds like you're going to be shopping, Carl.
Carl has been shopping at Four Winds Jewelry.
Okay, where were we before the break?
Okay, we were going back, and I was getting beat up because I said, why can't we contract them out, the public defenders? And during the break, the sheriff pistol whipped me with facts.
And Trish, we were giving you plenty of facts.
Trish need me with more facts. Okay. We probably need a public defender office. All right. Got it. Got
it's,
it.
It's
guys.
A good thing.
Got
it. It's lots of money.
And more importantly,
the people are being represented. And that's the key.
That's a key point.
We're getting what we're paying for.
And it's required by the Constitution.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, the other thing, we had the Citizens Watch group.
Yeah.
We had the representatives on there from Cottonwood the other day. And does this help? Do the Citizen Watch committees help you guys?
They do.
Help law enforcement?
We have had, with the sheriff's office, we've had Citizen Volunteer Patrol, and those individuals are volunteers for us in a marked type of car that says Citizens Patrol. We have them all over the county. And they're our eyes and our ears. They're vigilant. They report stuff to us, suspicious activities. They do vacation checks, and that's important. Neighborhood watch is important, to watch out for your neighbors. And again, to be vigilant and be our eyes and ears. What we don't want to see is someone to take the law into their own hands and become a vigilante. But we want people to be observant, be aware, report crime, report suspicious activity or suspicious persons.
Lock your car up during the season.
Lock
don't
your
leave
house.
Your packages out where people can see it in your back seat. Lock your house.
Yeah.
There's still 50% of the people that are walking in.
Everybody loves the Christmas
right.
tree, and we've talked about it on here before,
that's
and
right.
the chief has talked about it. You have all the presents out underneath the tree. It's in your front window. It's pretty tempting, so maybe not do that.
One of mine is it has a movement device in it. As soon as you pick up the package and you run outside with it, it starts the timer. You probably don't want to know what happens after that.
You have to have it at 300-foot clearance before
that's right. Well,
it quits timing.
I give it enough time so that it gets away from the house so nothing will be destroyed.
Hey, there was a question earlier about do you have to have a serial number to put a gun on a concealed weapons permit? And the answer is yes, you do need to have a serial number because per the California State Department of Justice, the weapon has to be entered into the automated firearm system, AFS we call it, to be on a permit. And so then it would have to be serial numbered.
What about if you build that rifle? A lot of people build their own rifles.
Correct. And well, so you can't put a rifle on a permit.
This is just a concealed carry.
But
when you have to start registering all your long guns, you don't have a permit.
Let's say
you're not going to have a concealed weapons permit.
That's correct. But let's say you build a pistol and there's no serial number. If you want to put it on your permit, you have to get a serial number. And there's a way to do that too. You make an application to the Department of Justice. And they send you a serial number for you to apply stamp onto your weapon.
Oh, okay. So sure we'll do that.
Kind of like it'd be easier for them to confiscate it.
I don't think we're.
Only if you're a prohibited person or commit a felony.
And to let everybody know, Sheriff John Lopey out of Siskiyou County, it was a mistake that they had him confused with somebody else back in December.
But he finally got that resolved. But thank goodness, I asked John. I said, "What if it wasn't for all the people that we know as an elected official and the contacts we have to get it resolved? If it was a regular John Q citizen, oh my gosh, that'd be very difficult to overcome.
You never would have gotten it.
You know, Merry Christmas to everybody and have a safe and happy holiday. Be careful out there. Because
it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. If you swipe your credit or debit card at a Target store between November 27th and the 15th of this month, your data may have fallen into the wrong hands. Target says it has fixed a security breach that compromised as many as 40 million accounts. Tech expert Don Barnes tells KNBC-TV it shows just how vulnerable consumers are.
For a consumer, this is a very difficult situation. We almost cannot protect ourselves. We need the Secret Service. We need the retailers.
Target is urging customers to carefully check their statements for any unauthorized charges. The battle goes on in central Tennessee. Firefighters now pouring dirt on a large industrial fire that's burning at a Superfund site. Rhonda Cayley lives near the blaze and says she's never seen anything like it.
Oh, it's bad. It's real bad.
She spoke with WTV.